Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview. Now, today I'm chatting with someone who just blew my mind. And the song that we're going to play is my absolute favourite off his album. I'm talking to the absolutely amazing Brad Butcher. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Ben. Thanks very much, mate. That's very kind to say.
Well, you know, being where I am, you know, I get to hear a real lot of music. And there's some great music out there, but then there's a small percentage of that music that is so exceptional that you don't read the press release, you don't do anything else, you just listen to the music over and over. And I find that your music is like that. You've got a really solid sound, you know who you are, you know where you're going, and you seem to have this ability to not only craft and write amazing music, but also to insert so much heart and meaning into the lyric and then deliver it so effortlessly. So,
well, I don't know if it's effortless, mate.
Well, it seems effortless.
but no, it's, you know, it's nice to have people enjoy it. You know, it's, I mean, along the way, you can lose sight of why you write it, but I think that you know, knowing someone can listen to the song and take out of it what I've put into it and understand where I'm coming from and what I was trying to do, I think that makes it all worthwhile.
It's a good thing. Tell me the Brad Butcher story.
I was born in a little country town called Dysart, which is in central Queensland. It's a coal mining town primarily. Dad was a milkman. Mum was the local sort of social worker, councillor. And I was raised on rugby league and, you know, mad sporting family. My older brother and I played rugby league. My dad was a coach. And that was sort of the big aim as we were growing up. I thought I wanted to be, you know, the next Australian halfback, but once I realised you had that real talent, real ability, that sort of drifted away. we had a family piano that was always sitting in the lounge room, and my mum would always play. Growing up, she played in different wedding cover bands and things back in, you know, in her team. I suppose when she had us three, my brother and I and my sister, I guess that sort of got in the way, but she decided to get more into her studies, so we moved away to Townsville for 4 years so mum could go to university, and then we ended up in Mackay. That's where all of our family, on my dad and my mum's side, we've all been raised, and that's home. So we ended up back home in Mackay, and 20 years later, we're still there.
You know, you don't get much more of a great Australian story than that, you know? Growing up on rugby league and having that a wonderful connection to the area in which you live and still being there. I think that's absolutely amazing. So do you draw a lot of inspiration from that upbringing into your songs?
Definitely, yeah. I had a chat with a guy a few months ago, and he sort of brought it to my attention that nearly every song I've written has something to do with family. And that's completely unintentional. I wrote all these songs, and everything ties back to something that's happened in the family or, you know, directly related to family. So it's funny, it's been a huge influence, I think, and the way that, you know, little small communities, small country towns, I think that's really come through, you know, without even meaning to. So it's definitely had an impact, definitely.
Your album that's out now, obviously a self-titled album called Brad Butcher, you know, how'd you come up with the name?
Oh, we thought about that for months, mate, and
more importantly, how'd you come up with the mix of songs on the album? Because I find that your album, a piece of art on its own, it's a wonderful progression through some great stories that all link together and feel like they're home on one album.
Well, I'd like to say we had 50 songs and we whittled it down to 10 or 11, but that was every song that I had, pretty much.
Well, the universe looked after you on that one, didn't they?
That's about all I had. So we put all them on there. And it's funny because, you know, you just speak to people and they tell you how they whittled it down and they think I'm taking a piss or something, but I didn't. That's all I had. And I wanted to make an album. I thought, well, I'm playing them on the edge of my bed for the last 5 or 10 years. I want to have something in print. So we did that.
Well, I love it, and that's worked out really, really well. Now, let's have a quick chat about the single, Old Man's
Yep.
Gone. Now, just the overall sound of that track is just so beautiful and really enhances and supports the amazing songwriting. It's almost like you've got every element in that song just right, so that the sum total, the end result, is almost greater than its individual parts.
When we went to record, you know, with the songs we had, that was the one we all thought was, you know, you heard it once, you liked it. That was the one. There was three of us on the album. There was Anthony Lysenko, Ben McCarthy, who is the multi-instrumentalist, and myself in the studio. And that was the one song we all thought, yeah, this one's got big potential. And, you know, along the way, we sort of, on the advice of other people, it's sort of not forgotten about, but just put back a little bit in the pile. It is the third song that we're releasing. I don't know, I think everything happens for a reason too, so maybe this is when it was supposed to be released. But, you know, there was a time in the studio when we all looked at each other and thought, wow, this could be the song, but you never know. Well, the way things work.
I said it to you before, I reckon that song, Old Man's Gone, is the one that you're going to be playing for the rest of your life. All right, it's going to be one of those songs that everyone goes, can you play it? Can you play that song?
Well, I'll be happy with that. I really would be. The song is written for I wrote it for my three-year-old niece. Well, she was three at the time, she's five now. It's based on her growing up now after divorce, you know, after my brother and his ex-wife. So the song, you know, when you hear the lyrics, obviously it's not talking about divorce you hear, but to me that's what it means, that's the heart of it. So people can take away whatever they like from it.
And I think there is so much to take away from the song. I think it is an absolutely brilliant track from a brilliant album. You can get it from all good record stores, because, of course, if you can't get Brad Butcher's album from a record store, then it's not a good record store, wouldn't you agree?
I think that's dead right, yes.
You can also download it from iTunes. Thank you so much, Brad Butcher.
Thanks very much, mate.
Whisper carried on the wind, floats until it reaches someone listening. Someone free to feel the breeze. The legend ever grows while the truth is perceived. And no one feels it change. Till your hat's blown off and the sea starts to rage, and it feels cold upon your skin, so you cover up your ears and shelter from the wind. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? The winter winds will carry on. Trees creak and moan, their leaves brown, then they're gone. We watch them fall and float away. Their mark on the tree no one can replace. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? Thank you. when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? Who am I when the old man's gone? Wear my hands down to the bone. Claw my way through the sand and stone till I'm back where I belong. The place that I call home. But where will I call home?
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.